The game winner, KJ Osborne. I'm not going to say a young man that came out of nowhere, but from last year, watching you on the practice squad to how you have matured and evolved for this football team and this offense, what is it? What does this game mean to you?
It's everything, man. It's awesome. You know, it's a lot of preparation and time that goes into this, obviously. But, you know, to have Kurt trust me in those situations and these situations before, you know, in previous games, that means everything to me. And, you know, I'm just going to keep grinding, keep trying to stack days and continue to be a better player for this team.
You know, over the last year and up until this year, we would talk, we would have conversations. And watching you, I think I asked you, are you responding? Are you reacting? You remember those conversations?
Yes, I do remember those conversations.
And you have been responding because of why?
I think my preparation and my preparation and my confidence. My preparation gives me the confidence to go out there and play fast, you know, read the defense, you know, be able to you know, do the things that, you know, not what rookies do, but, you know, like the vets do, you know, see deeper in the game of football to do, you know, again, recognize the defense or the blitz coming or things like that, like your IQ kind of. It helps you play faster and be more efficient and able to make plays.
You've got some great mates in All-Pro Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson. Having those guys as mentors, tutors, what does it mean?
It means everything. I just said it in my last interview, and I think last week, you know, I just hugged them both and thanked them. You know, just from ever since I got drafted here, you know, talking to Adam, you know, I called him on the phone. You know, he's been open arms and helping me. Obviously, me and Jess, we train together for the combine, draft us to the same team, so we talk a lot. You know, seeing what those guys do in the practice field, watching their film, you know, I try to steal things from them all the time. They're constantly giving me advice, and we're talking. So, you know, I'm blessed to play with, you know, two superstars like that. Because that helps me and makes me a better player.
You talk about the superstar receivers, but talk to me about your quarterback. You talked about the confidence that he has in you. How has that relationship developed?
Good. It's been great. You know, 8-8 is the man. That's our guy. And we trust him in those situations, you know, to go out there and lead us down there. And like I said, he's done it time and time again. He did it last week. He did it this week. He did it in Arizona. He did it in Cincinnati. That's our guy, and I think a lot of people need to start giving him more respect than they do because, I mean, he's a fantastic football player.
Last question before we let you go. Take us through the play that won the game for the Minnesota Vikings.
Right, so it was we call it a cork, and so Justin's going out on the curl, I'm going on a corner, somebody's going on a flat, and the corner, you know, probably stayed down on Justin. I haven't seen the film yet, but the corner stayed down on Justin. The nickel went with Conk, so that means that gave me, you know, one-on-one with the safety. And I was the second read, so, you know, I burst off the ball. I got a clean release. And it was one-on-one with me and the safety. So, you know, I tried to, you know, lean him and nod him. And, you know, I won my matchup. You know, I turned and seen the ball up. You know, I just finished the play. So, you know, that was awesome. A great way to get a hard-fought win and go into the bye week.
What is that under your left arm, my friend?
This is the game ball. This is the game ball. My mom wanted my touchdown ball, so she can probably get this one.
KJ Osborne, thank you so much. Congratulations. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.